Okay, y'all, so I'm gonna try my best to do this story time. I'm not a good storyteller, so just bear with me. I'm gonna just try to like get straight to the point because I struggle with that, okay? So basically, I was asked to do awkward makeup. This was July 2020. I was asked to do our makeup for a photo shoot for this magazine called Luxe Curves. And basically, like, the entire experience was just, it was just negative. And I just had a breaking point during that, during my encounter with her, and I ended up walking out. Like, it was crazy. So when she initially like walked in, you know, I'm a bubbly person. Hold on, y'all, my son. So like I was saying, when she initially walked into the photo shoot, she like just act like she didn't want to speak. Like her energy was just super low. Like she wasn't very friendly. I know I could be like super duper friendly. So some, you know, people don't match my energy. Like I just don't wear my feelings on my sleeves. I just be like, it is what it is. So cool. So that was it. And then so when she sits down, she was like asking me a ton of questions about like the products that I was using and what I was doing, and which is fine. Like, I don't have an issue with that. And sometimes it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. So she was coming off like a bitch, but I was just like, I was kind of used to it. I've been doing this for a long time, so I'm just like, whatever. So, you know, she was just telling me like how she likes to do stuff and like just showing me like pictures and like, oh, what's that and this and that, just being real nitpicky and annoying. Okay, boom. It was an extra layer, but it wasn't like a deal breaker for me. The deal breaker was she got on her Instagram live and I was doing her eyeshadow and she literally was asking her followers like, what y'all think about this? Mind you, I wasn't even done. I was nowhere near done. I was literally, I remember putting on a transitional shade on her. And she was like, they don't like this. They don't know. They're not feeling it. And she was making me change it. And I just, at that point, I was like, I feel like a fool. And I felt like she was belittling me. She was degrading me, like, as an artist, like, a professional, as a human. Like, I just felt so, like, so disrespected. And so I decided, I could feel myself boiling inside. Hold on, y'all. So I just stopped doing what I was doing. And this is all on live. And I was like, you can have your followers do your makeup because I'm not doing it. And so she was like, wait, what? You're leaving? I was just playing with you. And I was like, I don't play like that. And so, like, I don't know if anybody could relate to this, but, like, when I'm in a situation, like, where I feel cornered or, like, I'm overwhelmed, I cry. Not because I'm scared or anything like that, but I just be like so overwhelmed with emotions, and it's kind of like a coping mechanism for me so I don't slap you. And so I literally was like crying and I was like, no, I gotta go. Like, nope. Like, now, and then you made me cry. Like, yeah, I'm out. So then I'm like walking down like this hallway and the owner of the magazine, she's like trying to flag me down. I'm on the phone with my mom. And when I got on the phone with my mom, she was like, you don't ever let nobody disrespect you. She was like, get up out of there. It ain't worth it. Yeah, so I talked to my mom and she's like, yep, get up out of there. Nope. Like she wasn't here for it at all because she hear her daughter crying like, like we not doing that. So mind you, Akbar and the lady at this point, the owner of the magazine, y'all, I cannot tell the story. So at this point, I'm still walking down this long ass hallway and Akbar and the owner of the magazine is like catching up to me. And they like, you know, like, please, like, don't leave. Like, she was like, I'm so sorry and da da da. And I was just like, I let a lot of stuff slide with you during the entire duration of your appointment. And I was like, no, like, you chose the side you wanted to be on with this situation. You deliberately chose to keep disrespecting me over and over again. So I respect like your apology. Like, I thank you. I appreciate it, but it's not accepted. And I got on and I left. I definitely did. So yeah, like, I'ma just insert the little clip or whatever where, you know, know, she had posted me on her story or whatever, and I still did post it on my Instagram, you know, because I feel like rightfully I should get credit for whatever minimal amount of work I did. And the reason I didn't finish it had nothing to do with any fault of mine. But yeah, like, I would never work with her again. She's not a good person. She doesn't have a good attitude. I mean, maybe she's changed. Let me not take that away from her if she's changed as a person. But during that time in my experience with her, it definitely, I would never work with her then and nowhere in the future.